thank you so much. I understand that physical man focuses desire and draws upon non-physical energy to flow through them. And when it does, we feel joyous and happy and wonderful. If non-physical energy, such as you, Abraham, experience immediate manifestation in the non-physical realm, and your energy flows through us, how exactly does that result in manifestation for us?
Well, every thought that has been thought still exists. And manifestation is just refined thought. In other words, first there is vibration, then it is focused, which you might call thought. If it is focused upon more specifically, more purely, more definitively, it becomes what you might call thought form. And if you continue that process, it becomes manifestation. All manifestation is agreement or consensus of thought. So this time-space reality in which you are all focused is a reality in which many thinkers have thought in an aligned way. And so this reality that you are living, you could say, is a consensus of many thinkers. And in your words, you would say, over a lot of time. Of course, in the non-physical realm, it is timeless. That's where your religions come about, talking about the creation taking 7 days or 6 days. And actually, in the non-physical realm, there is not time. So you could say it took no time at all. The manifestation or actualization of those thoughts is just extended thought. So when you say, exactly how does it happen, it's much easier for you to understand exactly how it happens when you stand on this platform that has long been in place for you, and then you ride that current by, from your now place, from your vantage point, where the contrast brings you to the next thought for you. And that next thought is not such a big jump for you, is it? It is not such a big jump to anticipate from where you are. And it has never been a big jump for anything to be anticipated from wherever that vantage place is. It always sounds really, really big when you say, what are the steps involved in taking a thought and producing it into something that is physical? And we say, don't try to make that big of a jump. In other words, stand where you are and say, it's not difficult to imagine standing up. It's not difficult to imagine driving your car. It is not difficult to imagine driving Esther's monster bus. From where you are, it is not difficult to imagine. And that's the key that we think you're looking for. Because if the jump is too big, then the expectation isn't in place. There becomes resistance in the vibration, and that's why it feels to you like it takes time. You all are upon this platform where, as more and more of you begin to accept your perfection, your worthiness, where you become satisfied with where you are but eager for more, the jumps in your creation will look like quantum leaps to the world that is looking on from the outside. They will not be able to fathom the remarkable jumps that you're making. But to you, it will feel just like the next logical step.